Just after six for a Friday morning, Ash Pollard has called in sick for today.
Chucking a sickie. I think I'm the only one on the team that hasn't chucked a sickie yet.
I've had one sickie in 3 years.
Yeah, and you chose to do it this year. So I'm the only one on the team who hasn't chucked a sickie.
I've got a few more up my sleeve, which I might use at some point. But how come? When was the last time you had a sickie? This is producer Gia, by the way, filling in for Ash Pollard. Welcome back. Welcome to the big leagues.
I know, it's really cold in here. I don't like it. I'm usually at my cushy producer desk.
This is like someone playing for the A-League and they're getting a run in the World Cup.
Love it.
So welcome to the World Cup. This
You're
is
calling
it.
Yourself the World Cup
this
right now.
This is the
now.
World Cup
that, right?
of radio right here. This is as high as it gets.
Sure it is. Sure
when
it
was
is.
Your last sickie? When was the last time you had a sickie?
Oh, good God. I don't reckon I've had one in like 3 years. I'm a hard worker.
Mate.
You know this.
You need to milk those things, trust me.
I'm saving them up.
Are you?
Yeah.
I didn't think you get to hold on to your sickies. I thought they...
This is actually my first full-time job. I don't know how this works.
Well, again, like I said, welcome to the big leagues.
Thank you.
Of full-time radio here. So Gia's going to be hanging out with us on air this morning, which is great.
Learning from the master.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
You see, you give me compliments early. I like that. Hey, what we are going to do today, because Ash is off, smarter than her, you're going to have to take me on today.
Which is okay. People like taking you on because they think that they are smarter than you.
It's a pretty easy win, 9 times out of 10, I will say. So, because G's done the question. So, you're going to have to take me on this morning on 13, 12, 16. We've got these tickets to Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. So, if you want free tickets to the movies, call now on 13, 12, 16. We have a massive show. And, of course, R&B Fridays.
Yes, double cash Fridays with Alpha Bucks after 8 o'clock. Too.
Yes. Very are we doing the clues and the letter and stuff at Facebook?
They are up on the Facebook page right now.
Look at you go, producing and on air.
How good am I?
How good
Watch
am
out,
I?
Ash Pollard.
right now, let's do this from... I love this on R&B Fridays.
Mm. What
Can
is
you
it?
See the screen here? Can you
no,
see what I'm about to play?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me, just give me the everyone that's involved in this song.
Oh, no, I don't want to say the second
one. Yeah, no, you have to say the second one. It's on the Zeta screen.
Okay. Praz featuring Old Dirty Bastard and Maya. Gotta love that Old Dirty Bastard.
Oh, isn't he great? Smarter than who? All right, Kathy's in Terrigal. Morning, Kathy.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
We're good, mate. First time caller of the show.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh, welcome.
Kathy's at work at the moment. You've been sly, trying to do a bit of a sneaky phone call to play Smarter Than Who, aren't you, this morning?
Yeah, I know, so let's not mention where I work. So.
I was going to ask where you work, actually. What field is it in? Can you even give us that?
Actually, I met you, Gordy, a little while ago. You were up here doing a little bit of a promotional thing, so, but I'll leave it at that for now.
Could be anywhere.
Yeah, that doesn't give too much away. Oh, I think I know where. Is it...
don't you? She said, don't say it. I don't want to get her in trouble.
Is it in the educational field?
No.
Okay.
Actually, at a golf course.
That's a good gig, isn't it? Isn't that a nice job to have? All right, let's do this. You have to take me on because G has done the questions this morning, so you're stuck with me. But best of five, names are buzzers, and good luck.
Thanks, guys.
All righty, question number one. How many horns does a triceratops have?
Kathy.
Kathy's in.
Going at three.
Correct, Amanda.
Oh, well done.
That one's a pretty good one, though. Triceratops. Tri is three. I thought you could get
true.
That.
I'm not fully across the triceratops, to be honest, but that's a great one for Kathy to get.
All right, well, let's see if you're across chemical symbols. What is the chemical symbol for iron?
Not me.
Nobody.
I'm not into that either.
I've stayed away from that.
The only chemical symbol I know is water, H2O.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, this one was actually a tricky one. Fe for iron.
Would not have got that. Question three.
An AFL team consists of how many on-field
Gordy,
players?
18.
Correct.
My team, the Eagles, play the Swans tonight, I will say that, at the SCG. Yeah, looking forward to it.
No.
It's going to be great.
I'm NRL supporter, so.
No, you don't know. Okay.
I'm
you don't
sorry.
Know.
No. Wrong sport, sorry.
1 point apiece. Go the Eagles.
In which state or territory would you find the city of Ararat?
State or territory would you find Ararat? That would be...
Kathy?
Yeah, Kathy's in.
South Australia?
Ooh, it's Victoria. Sorry, Kathy.
I was going to say Northern Territory, so...
Way off.
I'm way off, yep. If I get this, I win, though. If I get it, I win.
I don't know if you will, though. On which part of the body would you wear a capuchin?
Which part of the body would you wear a capuchin? Oh, man. Gaundy.
Okay.
Compution. The part of the body on your foot.
Incorrect. You wear it on your head.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I would have gone with head, but...
Okay.
Oh, you should have buzzed in, Kathy.
All right, this for the win. This for the win.
Okay.
All right.
Which cereal has the slogan, just like a chocolate milkshake, only Kathy. Crunchy? Kathy, you're in.
Cocoa Pop.
Yeah. Woo!
Well done, Kathy.
Gordy loves cereal too. I would have thought you would have got that one for sure.
I knew it. I just wanted Kathy to get the prize.
Since she's called in from work, she needs to be compensated.
It is a great, great cereal. Okay, so tickets to Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, they are yours for calling the show. And hopefully your workmates haven't heard you on air this morning when you're meant to be working.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Now, I've got a busy weekend. Got a lot going on. I'm going to the AFL tonight, Swannies Eagles. Eagles are my team, so I'm going to that. And then tomorrow night, we got the Beta Bay on Sunday as well,
yeah,
Sunday
you're
morning.
Be running that. Running that.
Also up early hosting it, sort of doing the gun and getting everyone excited for that. So that's early on Sunday morning. And then tomorrow night, Saturday night, I'm double booked and I'm not sure what to do. So
this isn't the first time you've double booked yourself. Why do you get yourself into these situations?
This one is an accidental double book. And what I will say is that tomorrow night, the Gosford Tigers, my local AFL team, have their trivia night on.
Away from Tigerland.
Theme song, even though you've only played once this year?
I played the first game of the season. I haven't played since, but it's just the Richmond Tigers theme song that they've taken.
Why.
Anyway, so the trivia night's on tomorrow night. Gav, who runs the show there. Actually, I've got Gav on the phone right now. Morning, Gav.
Yeah, morning, Gordy.
Welcome to the show, mate. So this trivia night tomorrow night, you hit me up a little while ago to host this thing. And I said, oh, yeah, I'll look into it. I'll see what I've got on. I'm definitely keen to come down and get amongst it for the club. And we kind of haven't chatted too much since. But I've also since worked out that Australia play their first game in the World Cup.
Ooh.
At 8 o'clock yeah. The same night, mate. And I'm right into the World Cup, so I'm really not sure what to do, Gav.
Yeah, no, I know. We spoke a few weeks ago and, you know, sort of disappeared almost like you when you played your first game and haven't come back. But you know,
see, I was wondering
arrangement.
Yeah,
I was wondering, Gav, whether it was a Gaundy deciding not to come back, or you were just like, I don't want him to play again. Let's not invite him back because he was that bad.
Well, I'm sure you were looking for a you know, star full forward, and he just. You know, played the one game and has disappeared since.
Well, I had some T's and C's. I just wanted to play up forward. And in my first game, I think I played back pocket, midfield. I was all over the shot, mate. So my contract wasn't met in those regards. But, no, I've just had stuff on most weekends. I haven't been able to get to the games. I need to get back down there. But this trivia night tomorrow night. So have you had a few boys say to you, hey, the World Cup's on? I mean, I'm guessing when you put this thing together, you weren't planning for the biggest sporting event the country has this year to be on the exact same night, Gav.
No idea, to be honest, at the time. And it was only when you messaged me the other day and it double-clicked me and go, oh, it's on the same night. But as I said to you, we can get the iPad out and we can have it out the front there so you don't have to double-book yourself.
Oh, the iPad. Does the iPad cover it, though? Like, I want to get right into it, Gav. I want to watch it, you know. I want to get right into the game, and it's going to be hard to do when I'm hosting the trivia night.
What are you talking about? You walk around the office watching sport on your iPad all the time while you work.
Yeah.
Surely you could do that.
Can I do that, Gav? Can I, while I host it, can I just have the iPad right there?
Absolutely. We can do whatever's going to get you down the footy club more.
Okay.
So if he's mid-trivia question, like halfway through, what is the year, and then just goes, oh, hang on, sorry, there's a goal coming.
Can we stop the trivia night for the game?
Bloody oaths.
Okay, bloody oaths. So, all right, there's room to move. I don't mind that from Gav. Yep.
Now, it sounds good. And, mate, I'm sure the room would cheer as well with you.
Okay. Well, is there a big screen? Can we get it up on the big screen or something?
Oh...
I haven't planned that yet.
I don't know.
All right. Here's what
I
want to do.
During the breaks, we can get it on the big screen.
Okay. Here's what I want to do on 13, 12, 16. I'm going to let the people decide. If the people end up saying, hey, Gaundy, go with the World Cup, it's the biggest sporting event the world has seen this year, have you got a backup host?
Probably me, to be honest.
No.
we're relying on you. We're relying on the big Gaundy to come back and...
Are you heaps annoyed that he's double booked himself in a way that he's going, oh, World Cup, World Cup, there's a million games. This is only one trivia night for his footy team that he's committed to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah.
You're letting the team...
Priorities.
It hit him where it hurts. All right, well, look, 13, 12, 16, I'll put it to the people right now. I'm going to let them decide, Gav. If the people that listen to this show say, watch the World Cup, then I'm going to have to go with it. If they say I need to stick to my commitments and host this trivia night, you've got me for the night. You've got me hosting trivia. Can we work with that?
I think so. So everyone get behind him, get into our event and, choose the right option.
All right, 13, 12, 16, I want to put it to the people. Please vote for the... actually, I don't know which one. The World Cup.
You said it. The World Cup. Done.
No. 13, 12, 16. And can people get to this trivia night, Gav, tomorrow night? Is it just for guys at the club?
No, anyone can. Is more than welcome to come down. We're down at Narara Community Centre tomorrow night from 7 o'clock. So... more than welcome for anyone to show up and have a bit of fun, especially when Gawndy will be hosting it.
Love it, mate. Support your local footy club. Get down there. It's going to be one of the great nights.
Let's go. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
You know who I feel sorry for? Anyone who's got their wedding on tomorrow.
Why?
Because it now clashes with the World Cup opener for Australia. Who people are going to be wanting to watch this game tomorrow night against France.
Do you really think that if one of your best mates is getting married or somebody knows getting married that you're going to go, oh, World Cup, no, sorry, not going to come to the wedding anymore?
100%. We didn't plan our wedding for September because that is footy finals time.
And
don't mess with that stuff.
Oh my God.
Anyway, Gosford Tigers, local AFL club, my team. I've played one game, first game of the season, haven't returned only because it's been a bit cold and whatnot, but they've got their trivia tomorrow night. Who's organising this thing? He hosted it last year. He's asked me to host it. Gav, we're putting it to the people right now. Should I have to come down and host this thing tomorrow night? Which, you know, I love the club. I definitely want to be there.
Just not enough to choose it over the World Cup.
But the World Cup's a big deal. You can understand where I'm coming from, Gav.
Yeah, no, I understand, but still, the local footy club and the trivia, biggest night of us,
Just listen to him. He's devastated that you've double-booked him.
It's the biggest night of the year. All right, well, let's go to the phones, Gav. I'll keep you on the phone here and let's just see if people think it's worthy of me just watching the footy or coming down to host this thing. But let's go to Nick at Carryong. Nick, what do you think, mate? Host the trivia night or watch the World Cup biggest sporting event this year?
Mate, you definitely got to host that trivia night.
See?
Oh,
exactly. The soccer's always going to be there. You can watch the replay tomorrow.
The replay's not the same. The replay's just not the same.
Yes, it is. It's the same game.
No, but you watch it live. I often get up to watch these things, I'd get up at like 3 a.m. to watch.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I don't bother.
World Cup.
Nah.
Let's go to Ben at Terrigal on 13, 12, 16. Trivia night or World Cup? Are you feeling me, Ben?
Got to go to World Cup, mate. It only comes around once every 4 years. You've got to get in the atmosphere.
Once every 4 years. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but there's a million games to this World Cup.
There's not. There's only like 3 or 4 in the opening round and we might not get out of it, to be honest, Australia.
Exactly,
yeah. Ben. I do feel bad if I end up like not going down to the AFL Gosford Tigers and hosting this thing. That's the thing.
Oh, well, I'm sure you could just get on FaceTime,
Do it on FaceTime from my couch, okay, and ask the trivia questions. I don't mind that, Ben. This is it, the decider, Matt, at Hamlin Terrace. Am I watching the World Cup with everybody else or hosting the Gosford Tigers trivia night?
Well, seeing as I have all the power, I was originally calling to tell you to go to the trivia night, but then I was thinking to myself, you really want to watch the footy, and I really want to go to the movies and watch Jurassic Park.
No. Yeah. That's got nothing to do with it, mate. You can just stick to your original answer. What do you think I should
do? Come on, Matt. He's got to go to the trivia night. He's committed to something.
No Jurassic Park, then you can't dog the boys. You have to go to the trivia night.
Yes.
Can't dog the boys. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Oh, Gav, you got yourself a host, mate. I'll be there tomorrow night.
Mate, perfect. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes.
And I'll have the iPad fully charged for you as well.
Love it, mate. Go the Gosford Tigers.
Go the Tigers.
Go the Tigers.
Bargain prices on computers, cameras, printers and more at Domain Computers West Gosford's half-yearly sale. 101.3 CFM. Goopla.
And he's chatted to Isla Fisher on the red carpet, which we'll get to very soon. But I want to have a chat about this Paris Jackson stuff because I've seen she's taken a social media day, not happy with the treatment of something that belongs to her dad.
Yes, Paris Jackson, this has just blown my mind. went on social media, took a photo of herself on all fours scrubbing with a scrubbing brush graffiti that was on the Michael Jackson star on the Walk of Fame. She went there herself with her security guard in the middle of Hollywood. Now, if you've ever been to Hollywood, you know that it's very, very touristy, lots of people around, like hundreds of people around, and scrubbed the graffiti off herself. And she wrote in the caption that people have no respect. So, you know what? She's, look at her, taking matters into her own hands.
Is there no one else that could be doing this scrubbing? Surely there's someone that maintains these stars.
There is. There's an entire committee. In fact, they spend over $100,000 a year on security for the Donald Trump star on the Walk of Fame. So it's like an actual thing. It's a real thing. But she took it into her own hands and was like, no, I'm going to look after it myself.
Mate, that has blown my mind. They spend, what, $100,000 on the Donald Trump star security?
Yeah.
Who spends the money? Donald Trump? Taxes?
Taxes.
Taxes?
No way.
On his star?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%.
It's just a 100%. Star in the ground.
I'm so glad I don't live in America.
Is that needed? I couldn't really work out what the graffiti was saying. Do you know exactly what was graffitied on Michael Jackson's star?
Neither could I. Just look, I couldn't see if it was a word or if it was just graffiti in general. Good question. I'm not sure.
Because Hollywood is a little bit like that. There's graffiti everywhere, isn't there? But on the stars, really?
Yeah, someone's taken to Michael Jackson. Hey, let's get to this red carpet. You're on with Isla Fisher. What's going on with this?
Okay, you know what? I love Isla Fisher. The new film, it's out in Australian cinemas now. It's called Tag. This film, right, is actually based on the true story of a group of men in America who've been playing tag, as in tag, you're it, like the game, the childhood game. They've been playing that for 30 years. They made a movie about it starring John Hamm, Jeremy Renner, and our Isla Fisher. The cool thing about this, lots of comedians in this film, so they did a lot of improvising on set. Like, the director was like, you know what? Go for it. Check it out, Catching Up with Isla Fisher on the red carpet.
It was just so much fun. You can see that we all get on really, really well, and we just really enjoyed mucking about. I mean, it's a children's game of tag. No one took it seriously.
So it's a movie for 2 hours about a game of tag.
It's so good, though. Honestly, these guys are off limits. So they'll be playing tag during a funeral, during a wedding, during the birth of a child. Like, it's really funny. It's actually a really funny movie. Check
and
it out.
People did that in real life for 30 years. What dedication.
I met the actual guys on the red carpet. They're 65 years old. Actual men, grown men, still playing tag. Love it. How fun.
I've seen the trailer. It does look like a fun movie and a good cast. And when it said based on a true story, I went, oh, man, seriously? They've been playing for that long? I wonder who sat down when the guys said, hey, we've been playing this game of tag for 30 years. Let's sit down and write a Hollywood blockbuster. You'd never think that would get off the ground, but here we are. No. Nice work on the red carpet, Dean. We appreciate that, and we'll catch up with you Monday.
Talk then. Bye, guys.
Good on you, man. It is all thanks to Domain Computers. Bargain prices on God.
Do you want to hand over the sheet?
No, I've clocked off for a Friday. My brain just skipped. Bargain prices on computers, cameras, printers and more. Domain Computers, West Gosford. They've got their half-yearly clearance sale on, and Norm and the team will help you out big time if you need a computer. Next on the show, massive winner on the station yesterday for this Post Malone trip to Vegas.
Yeah, Jess from Battle Bays off to Las Vegas. You'd be stoked, eh?
Let's get Jess on the show next. She needs to plan her trip to Vegas. Hey.
What's going on, y'all? This is Post Malone.
Post Malone in Vegas. Smashing records all over the world. Post Malone's number one album, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, is out now. You know I said it.
So this is the access C VIPs get. A trip to Vegas, flights, accommodation, and you get to see Post Malone. Let's take you back to yesterday afternoon when Jess from Bateau Bay received this phone call from Joe from the HQ. Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
The VIP HQ. Have a listen.
Well, Jess, I can tell you that you don't have to exchange anything because we are sending you on us to see Post Malone in Vegas! Pack your bags, Jessica. You're going to see Post Malone in Vegas, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's going to lose his shit.
All right, Jess joins us right now after winning massive yesterday off to Vegas. How are you feeling, Jess?
I still am shaking.
Are you still crying?
I haven't cried yet, but a possibility.
When did you become a CVIP? When did you sign up at the website?
When you first brought it out.
Oh, you've been a VIP for a while.
Yes, I've been a VIP from the start. I listen to CFM every single day.
It pays off, doesn't it?
It's paid off big time.
Definitely. I was actually saying to my partner, I signed up to be a VIP ages ago and no one I know ever wins. Like, it's never going to happen. And yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam, you win. And I'm like, no way. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, no, you're lying. And he's like, no, no, you've actually won. You're going to Vegas. And I'm like, oh my God.
So he's the one you're going to take with you then?
Yeah, definitely. I only entered because he's a big fan of Post Malone. So I was like, this would be the perfect present for him. And I was like, you never know if you're going to win. And yeah, we're going to Vegas.
Have you been to the States before? Have you been to Vegas? Is this a first time trip?
First time going to America, first time, second time overseas for us. So yeah, we always wanted to go, but it's, you know, expensive.
Amazing.
People get up to a lot of shenanigans in Las Vegas as well. You're going with your boyfriend. There's a lot of, you know, quick fire, drunken wedding things that happen over there. So just watch out for that, Jess.
We're getting married in November. I am not having a wedding in Vegas.
Hey, I'm getting married in November too. What day are you getting married?
10th.
Oh, I'm the 3rd. I was going to say we could have a joint wedding. You know, we can put it together and save our money.
And get Post Malone to come here for that.
Post Malone can play. It'll be great. We'll go to Vegas again for the honeymoon. Well, you're off there for free. There is nothing better than a free trip. So enjoy that. Flights, accommodation. Jess from Baddow Bay off to see Post Malone. It's an epic win. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Sign up now, become a CVIP, and you could be seeing the Backstreet Boys in Vegas as well at the world famous rooftop.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Hey, would encourage anyone listening to the show right now to do something nice for a workmate today, heading into the weekend.
Sorry, I'm just a little bit distracted. I looked up DJ Tiger Lily on Insta. My God, she's even better looking than I originally thought.
Give us the figures on how many followers she's got.
She's got 647,000 followers.
Wow, she's killing it, right?
Rivaling Ash Pollard.
Do you reckon? Yeah, that was smashing Ash Pollard on on those numbers. Do you think it's mostly sort of young girls who look up to her? She's kind of like inspirational and stuff, right?
Yeah, well, she does like the fitness stuff. She's got stuff on here. She's got abs. I'm so jealous of her life.
Okay, so DJ Tiger Lily, she's a DJ, she's
producer,
ambassador, she's great. Loopy Laz is our Hit Squad member for the breakfast show. You would have heard her on air round about this time. We're actually going to catch up with her next, but yesterday we had an opportunity to chat to DJ Tiger Lily, and I remembered that Laz was a super fan. She's even got her on her phone and her screensaver on her computer.
Really? She's like her girl crush.
She's like DJ Tiger Lily's number one fan.
Wow.
So I jumped on the phone to DJ Tiger Lily and I broke the news to her and just a little idea we had with Loopy Laz. DJ Tiger Lily.
Hello.
Now, we have a massive fan of yours on our team.
Awesome. Yeah, I hear. How cool.
I think she might be your number one fan, honestly.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I love that. How cool.
Her screensaver is a picture of you and she talks about you all the time. So her name is Loopy Laz. We want to surprise her with a one-on-one 2-minute interview with yourself. I'll just go grab her now if you're ready.
Yeah, ready to rock.
All right, you're a legend for doing this. Thanks for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Okay, so DJ Tiger Lily's good to go. We go out into the office. We grab Loopy Laz. She has no idea what she's walking into. And this is Laz walking into the studio, finding out she's about to chat to her girl idol.
Oh, my God, I'm so scared. This is not fun for me.
Over there, just put some headphones on. Say hello to whoever's on the phone, Laz.
Hi, how you going?
Hi, Lara. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Who's this?
I'll give you one guess. I might be the screensaver on your phone.
Oh. It's Dara! Oh, my God! How did I not guess this? Oh, my God, I love you so much. I love you trying to get you on.
Fangirling.com.
So Ash was still here yesterday when we did this before she chucked a sickie. So we then said to Laz, all right, you've got 2 minutes on the clock to interview DJ Tiger Lily about anything you like.
And she had no idea. She was not prepared for this interview.
Unprepared.
Poor Laz.
Well, I just wanted a genuine surprise and she handled it very well. This is Laz's 2-minute interview with DJ Tiger Lily.
Okay, so Dara, how do you become famous?
Oh, my God.
No. Okay, so, so you're a DJ. So tell me, who is your biggest inspiration DJ when you first ever started?
Oh, when I first ever started, it was definitely Deadmau5. I remember going to Creamfields in Sydney and seeing him play and literally just, I was sober and just bawling my eyes out because it was just, like, the most amazing experience ever. So he was definitely like my number one.
Oh, that's wonderful. Experience. Love a bit of Deadmau5. Second question. Favorite ever festival that you've loved playing at?
Great question. Tomorrowland was probably my number one, like, favorite festival to play at. That was really cool. But in saying that, there's some really amazing festivals that go on in Croatia. There's one called Black Sheep Festival, and I often play like the closing set, which is like 7 to 8 a.m. in the morning, and it's insane. So much fun.
That's intense.
1 minute down, okay. 1 minute to go.
Okay, so tell me a day in the life of Dara Tiger Lily. Because you have a pretty crazy lifestyle. Just want to know, because I know that, especially at the beginning, when you first started, I heard you were flying to Melbourne and stuff, like, and then having to come back in, like, the same day and stuff. So tell me a little bit, day in the life when you... Yeah.
Well, like, I'll explain yesterday. So I woke up really early because we've got a new dog who is just, like, you know, being a little pup. And so I woke up early, spent all day pretty much on my emails.
Yep.
And then I went to the gym, made myself some dinner, did some more emails. And then I drove, like, 2 hours up to Newcastle, and I played in Newcastle last night. And then I drove back. Well, I had a driver drive me back, and I got home at 5 a.m. this morning. So lots of late nights. Kind of early mornings as well, because I do lots of other things, as you know, not just partying.
As I know, yes.
And that is your 2 minute interview with Tiger Lily.
She's honestly like the best chick ever right here. Like, Tiger Lily, you have to check her out. Go to her shows, check her out on Instagram. Amazing. It's so good to talk to you, Dara. Oh my God, I love you.
Lara, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk to you too. You've literally made my morning. Your vibes are so good.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm just going to say it for Gondi. Do you mind following him on Instagram as well? As well as me? Because I know he's trying to get followers as well. Off Ash.
All right, I'm literally on my Instagram now, so tell me your username.
Okay, so mine's Lara Booty.
All right, Double Cash Friday today.
I'm getting nervous.
It's always a great day for Alpha Bucks Friday. Now, producer Gia is filling in for Ash, who's called in sick today. So it is Gia and Gondi. The letter today is G, and $1,000 is...
1G.
A G.
Yeah.
The only thing letting us down is Vanessa at Chitaway Bay. No G name, you know, like a Gemma or a...
Oh, my maiden name starts with G, so...
Done.
Does it?
Perfect. Sounds good to me.
Okay. It's all signs leading to this $1,000. All right. So the letter today is G. Double Cash Friday. Get all of them right. We'll give you $1,000. G is asking the questions today. She's a little bit nervous because she's feeling like today's going to be a win.
I'm actually kind of nervous about what Ash Pollard will do if we give away the grand without her.
Yeah, well, too bad. You snooze, you lose. I want to give away this cash. All right. 30 seconds on the clock after the first question is asked. I just need a pen. Hang on. All right. Good to go.
All right. Starting with the letter G, Vanessa, name an item you put in stir fry.
Garlic.
A sport.
Golf.
A relative.
Grandma.
Something that can explode.
Gas.
Something with a tail.
Giraffe.
A mythical creature.
Goblin.
A video game.
GTA.
A book title.
Game of Thrones.
A dog breed.
Golden Retriever.
A school subject.
Geography.
Oh, she's done it for $1,000.
Woohoo! Yes, Vanessa!
$1,000 for Alpha Bucks. We got a winner! It can be done. That's it. All 10 right. Well done.
Oh, my goodness. I'm shaking.
I'm shaking too.
I am too.
Oh, we have to go back through those answers. You answered garlic, golf, all correct. Grandma, gas can explode. Giraffe has a tail. Goblin, a mythical creature. Grand Theft Auto, GTA for the video game. Game of Thrones, you kind of stumbled on dog breed, but you got Golden Retriever in there. And a school subject, you said...
Geography.
That gets you $1,000. All thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical. Have you spent the money already in your head? What are you doing with the cash?
Oh, we just put a pool in, so some stuff for around the pool.
Amazing.
That'll be good for summer when it comes around. Not good for this weekend.
It will be.
Oh, heated pool. You can always get in the heated pool, which is nice.
Oh, I won't be getting in this weekend.
Oh, Vanessa, my heart is beating so hard right now.
Vanessa, congratulations. You are the first person with us anyway to win yourself Alpha Bucks and $1,000, all thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical. All the signs were pointing towards it, and you absolutely delivered. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, that is epic, isn't it?
I can't even deal right now. Can we go home?
That's it.
Is a high.
Yeah, we're done now. All thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical as well. Big thanks to the guys. You can save massive bucks. Harvey Norman Electrical's 2017 model TV runout at Erina and Lakehaven. Alpha Bucks can be won, and that's how it's done.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Thanks for popping in this morning,
no
Kim.
No worries. Hello.
Wanted to get you on for the Beta Bay. So the Beta Bay is on Sunday. We've rounded up a team. There is a team of five of us doing the Beta Bay. You kind of got roped in last minute, right?
You kind of convinced me, yes. Yeah. I got pushed into it.
Well,
but
a spot came up. None of us have trained or anything for
it. Did anyone actually want to be on this team? We were just like, you're in. Come on, Beta
Bay.
That
was pretty much what happened, wasn't it, Kim?
Yeah. You're like, I've got to do it. It's all right. We'll wait for you. So if you don't, I'll be very angry.
I said, spare
if I'm walking
spot,
by myself.
Spare spot, you're in. No, we'll all stick together. No worries. Gee, you should get in on our team as well.
You just want more people so that if you want a break, we can all carry you, I feel.
Hey, we're all going to need breaks. Don't be pointing the fingers at me. I think this is a one in, all in kind of thing. But register for the Beta Bay on Sunday. Now, we had Jenny Barker in the other day. She was giving us the lowdown, one of the organisers of the event. And after Jenny left, I said to Kim, I said, oh, I thought that was your mum. I said, because you got to look kind of similar.
She must be pretty good looking then.
Ah, yeah, I said, now this is what I like about Kim. Not lacking the confidence, someone pipes up, I think it was Bree, who works in the promotions department, and says, have you seen Kim's mum? She's hot.
Oh, she is a looker. I did tag you in a photo of her on Facebook. You did say 10 out of 10.
Well, this is where I think it gets weird, Kim, is that I was like, okay, and then next thing I know, I'm getting tagged in pictures of your mum and trying to highlight how hot she is.
That's so weird, man. Better boast.
Okay, so you're happy to put it out there that your mum's hot.
If I look like that when I am 58, I will be so happy.
Does your mum know that you're putting her out there as the hot mum of the coast?
No, she's probably not listening, but I'll let her know.
She's definitely listening, mate, because we have her on the phone right now. Your mum, Debbie, joins us on the show. Morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Get out.
Debbie's here with us.
Wrong.
Debbie, can I ask, do you know your daughter is getting around the coast pitching you as the hot mum and tagging you in random guys on Facebook? Do you know this?
I did actually see that, and doesn't surprise me because Kim's always saying funny things and I think it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were actually getting, like, I thought this was going to be a fake mum. That's actually my mum.
This is Debbie.
Oh, my God. How'd you get her number?
We weren't
sneaky.
How did you get her number, by the way?
Oh, I just messaged her on Facey. You tagged him in a picture, and I was like, she's easy to find now. Gia told me to come in early because she needed me to help her with something, not call your mum.
So here we are, you, your mum, on the radio. You're getting around saying she's hot, but interesting to hear that you're fine with it, Debbie. I mean, I did write back and I said 10 out of 10, and I gave the love heart emoji face. I mean, was that too full on?
No, not really, because I'm used to Kim putting pictures of me up and then her friends commenting in. It's a bit of a joke. So, yeah, Kim's always done funny things.
Did you think it was weird, though, that she purposely tagged one single person? It's like she's kind of trying to pimp you out a little bit.
Yeah, it did feel like that. It did feel like you were getting pimped out a bit.
Yeah, like I'm not looking for a date or anything. I'm very happily married.
Well, you know, you could, if you rethought that, I mean, you could go all right for yourself by what Kim's pitching you out as. Kim, can I ask, having a hot mum growing up, how did that go with friends and stuff? That did you have guys at school who wanted to come around a lot?
Yeah, some of them do creep on her a little bit. But I think she likes it. I think it makes Dad a bit gel.
Do you like it when Kim's friends come around and do you get your flirt on, Deb?
Not at all.
No. Sounds like you do to us, mate.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Busy weekend for a lot of people. There's the Beta Bay on Sunday. I'm sure people are busy doing their own stuff as well. Then if you want to watch the World Cup tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, I think the Aussies play against France on SBS.
Stay up for that 8 o'clock because you usually go to bed pretty early.
Well, it's a Saturday night, but I'm hosting the Gosford Tigers Trivia Night tomorrow night, which if you want to come down to a great trivia night, Google Gosford Tigers Trivia Night. night. Tomorrow night we'll have the game on an iPad or something. So come along for that. Some great prizes. It's going to be a ripping night. Tonight, the Sydney Swans play at the SCG, and my team are the West Coast Eagles in the AFL. So,
is that who they're playing?
They're playing the Swans? The Eagles. So it's a big top of the table clash. It's going to be great. I'm going to go tonight. I do need someone to house sit, and you've done it before.
I have.
For my dog Patch.
Did you feel like I did a good job last time around? Now you hit me up for another round.
Did you go through my drawers?
No.
You thought about that too long. Did you think about it?
Of course I did. No. Of course you do. And like I was in the bathroom and like I was like, I didn't go through things, but there's products there. I'm like, oh, what does Gawndy use?
This is the thing when you leave your house open to people to stay. And I want to get you to do it tonight because we're going to stay in Sydney tonight. So if you want to spend a bit of time with Patch, that would be great.
I don't know, though. I kind of have been keeping something from you that happened last time, and I don't know whether you'll want me to do it again after you hear this.
Well, why are you just revealing this to me now? Because that was what?
I have told a few people about it.
What?
And they were like, don't tell Gawndy. Don't tell him.
Okay. So how many nights were you doing it last time? I can't remember now.
I think it was three.
Three nights. Okay.
Yeah. We bonded, me and Patch. So I'm very happy, if you want me to come back and do it tonight. But
I want to hear this story first.
Okay.
Great dog, isn't he? He's awesome.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Nice house, nice holiday vibe for you. Hey, that's nice.
You don't have to sell me on it. I'm already in.
You're there. Yeah. Well, what happened?
Okay. So I had come to work and it was a little bit of a longer day than I thought. And I completely forgot.
You left my
dog sitting.
You left my son at home alone.
I didn't leave him at home alone.
My fur dog
fur
son.
Baby. Yeah. So I woke up in the morning, left pretty early, and it just time was ticking. I was like, oh my God, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and Patch has been inside on his own all day long.
Yeah, because he legs it off the backyard, so you've got to kind of leave, you can't leave him too long.
No, and the worst part is that you'd message me at like midday going, hey, just, you know, go home and check on Patch. And I was like, yep, got to do that, but then got busy and just forgot.
Priorities, mate. My dog comes first. But anyway.
It's a live animal.
What time did you get back there?
Well, after driving from here to your minor, like 2:30.
Okay. That's, yeah, all right.
Because you usually get back there by like midday.
Oh, when I'm not here with
when you're not busy,
free.
Busy.
Yeah.
Like that's what you aim for, to look after him.
What happened?
I walked in the door and he was just nowhere to be seen. I was like, what is going on? And you told me to keep the laundry door shut because he escapes. So my first thought was, oh my God, he's escaped.
He's gone.
He's run. He's done a runner.
Yeah.
Check the laundry door. It's closed. I was like,
okay, great.
Okay, we're in the clear. Open your bedroom door. And he's in there, head down, looking out of the corner of his eye at me. There was a massive poo smack bang in the middle of the bed. And I was like, what? He has done this to me on purpose. He's like, stuff you for staying at work so long. Boom, bang in the middle of the bed.
That was actually me. I left that there for you.
Let's go. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. CFM.